Gimel, Sif, Gimel. Continue with different situations that are shared to Boinev, building, or adding to building. Chavishu Achia Botim, Sheinuch Nosim, the Yoitzim Boitodim. A person has a yard behind his house, and there's an entrance from there to his house, but it's made to go through that entrance very unfrequently, less than once in 30 days. Im Osa Delfa Pitcha, or you should tell him Aksel Shel Konim, if he made a door, which is a removable door. In other words, when he goes in and out, takes off a door, or he has a mat made out of reeds that also uses it to close up that entrance and have to go out. Saint Pilsa Shagodja Bakoitsin came Dallas, or he has a fence around his yard. He used bundles of branches from thorn bushes to seal it up. Him Yeshlem Tsir, or Fila Elam Atasir, Elisha Hoyalem Tsir. If these things that are closing up these entrances, they have a peg going into the ground, which basically defines it as a door, not just something that's used to stop it up. So Nolan Behem, I feel the ground bars, fracture caution with Tolan Linon Behem, Loichosh Kaboyan. Shanika Behem, Judelet, Kivin, Shoyulet. Since it had those pegs that are made to fix it in its place in the ground, something going into the ground. In that situation, it looks like it is some type of door. And therefore, you're allowed to put in this door, take it out, even if they are not connected to the doorway with a rope or anything like that. So, in summary, in order for this type of door, which is not generally used as a door, and something you put in and take out, in order for it to be considered part of the vineyard and not considered adding to the vineyard, it has to have this situation that, or has this peg jutting out the bottom of it so that it can be put into the ground and fixed in its place. Once you do that, then as long as it is connected to the area by some type of rope, even when you take it out, it is not connected to the door anymore. It was not just like a door that opens and closes, swings open and swings closed. But when you actually move it and you put it on the floor when it's not being used, you still have to pick it up and put it back into its place. Surely, if it has one of these pegs out of it now also, it's all right. But you're not allowed to fix that peg on Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber. If it's just this piece of wood that's used to stop the door, or a bunch of reeds or thorn branches that's stuck together, then it doesn't look like a door. Looks like it's just sealing up the entrance, just type of binyan. So if we cannot use this piece to close that entrance, and can hold you gvoyim in the aretz, unless they were tied up to the entrance in a fashion that even if you opened up, it won't fall down to the ground. It'll still be supported by that rope that's holding it up. But once it's in a situation that even when you open it, it's still connected to the entrance, then it doesn't look like you're adding anything to the building. Or it looks just like a door. We'll pass up also the knesset. You see a tall there. If the door which is made up to constantly open and close, and not only if you have the doors like we have, which is connected to the side, remember it's the type of door that you take it off and put it back every time you go in and out, then it's still usable, even if it didn't have this peg ever, and even if when you open it up, it will be lying on the ground. Mechavis Mashma, that it still has to be tied onto the door frame somehow, but it could be a loose rope that when you open it up, it'll be on the floor. But the Maisa, the Shmuel says later on, the Ramot's Mashma, then this situation doesn't have to be tied on at all. As long as it has this scoop on the bottom, or the frame on the bottom doesn't go to the ground, that itself is enough of hecker that it's made to be used as a door and not just stopping up part of the building. Siv Dalid, Delisa Osir Miluach Echad, in a case where you have a door that is made from one piece of wood. And here we're talking about even a case where this place is made to go in and out of on a regular basis. But you're putting in this plank, which looks just like a plank, it doesn't look like a door. Oh, she'elo scupa tachtoina, or it doesn't have the bottom part of the frame, it just ends with the floor. It's a place from strength to moisture, type of door, and when you open it up, you remove it from the door frame. Over here, it doesn't help to have that peg. Why? Because since this door looks more like something that's used for sealing and not for making it into a door, then you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Like we said, we're talking about a door that's not like our door that's swinging on a hinge. That's just swinging on a hinge if you actually take it out and put it in every time you use it. So the law says, Abu Dhabi says to me, Kroshim Hava Shari, Abu Pisha Shari to Mesik Shi, Poitra, Imish, Lo Askupe. If you have a full door frame and you have something on the bottom also, then you can use a door if it's made up of also a piece of wood. The bottom line is, if it's made like a normal door is made, then even if you take it off and put it on every time you use it, it is acceptable. Provided that there is this pattern, a scoop, that there's a frame on the bottom of it, then it looks like you're just putting in the door and taking it out, opening and closing the door. The who has been broken, Shindoyal, because in Hava, Vish Chakiko, the Mav, the Master, Shemaklif, Memakroshim, Shedina Kedelis, Hoyal, the Ain, Luach Echa, the Cholodel. So, at least in those days, if it would be one piece of wood, that's not the normal way the door would be made. That's the way you would seal the entrance. Therefore, you cannot use that on Shabbos. But it's made out of multiple pieces of wood that are nailed together. And then, as long as he's using it to constantly go in and out, it's acceptable. Provided you have the frame on the bottom or the indentation on the bottom. Now, all doors that are made on a hinge, under no circumstances are you allowed to take it off the hinge or put it back on the hinge, because it's not made to be taken off and put back on the hinge. It's supposed to be there constantly. So if somehow fell off the hinge before Shabbos, if you put on the hinge on Shabbos, that's a malacha of Boina, which is also a Torah Shikha.